Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on, Tony.
Oh, you're welcome, Kelly. I keep wanting to call you Kenny Chesney, and I don't know why that is. Does that happen to you a lot?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
I get a lot of women that think that I might be able to make that introduction for them.
I bet you'd like to make that for yourself if you could.
And I wish I could sing like he can, too.
Well, let's talk about this budget challenge. It looks like all the state offices are going to be involved in that. And in reading about this story, especially as how it relates to the Secretary of State, I was really surprised at how many cuts that the Secretary of State has faced over the last 10 years. And you keep trying to do what you need to do, but how much longer can you just keep cutting and shutting offices down and complete the services that you'd like to give to your customers?
Well, you actually hit a good one for us because, I mean, we have worked very, very hard to implement a long-term strategy for our agency under the stewardship of Secretary Land. She's not looked at our budget in a one-year cycle or even a two-year cycle. She looks 3 years out to see what's on the horizon and how we can properly prepare to handle those types of things. And frankly, you know, it was no secret that the economy was in a decline and state revenues are going to continue to fall. Been taking a conservative approach to right-sizing the agency since she's taken office. And it hasn't been easy. We've made a lot of tough decisions. But they are the right decisions because what we've tried to do is always put customer service number one. In some cases, we've had to consolidate our bricks-and-mortar operations, our buildings, so that we could preserve staff, which is critical because we're a service agency. We need people at the counter. And so a lot of our efforts over the last few years have been consolidating smaller offices into larger offices so we have a larger office that could serve a bigger community and so that we can have more people at the counter when we're busiest. So it hasn't been easy? No. Will we continue with this approach? Yes, because it's the right approach.
Well, in 2002, there were 173 Secretary of State offices in the state of Michigan. Now that's 131. And I would imagine that number is going to shrink more if you lose more of your budget.
Actually, we're at 138, and we'll be down to 131 by the year's end.
Okay.
And that's how we will get through this. I mean, we're taking a business approach in part because we have to. But we also, Tony, have leveraged technology. You know, the public actually wants to do more things online. They want us to run a state government like they see private sector. We want to be able to do business around the clock. So we've tried to put a lot of services online. We have self-service stations in some of our locations, actually a number of our locations. And frankly, they love those. They're instant tab renewal. That's our number one line of transactions. You can go in, swipe your credit card, and outprint out your tabs in seconds. You don't wait in a line. And many of them are available 24/7. So that's how we've been able to continue to deliver services with fewer dollars. Plus, Tony, those service channels, like the self-service station and online renewals, they actually cost us half the cost of what it would be to deliver those services in our branches. So again, it's a way that we can serve the customers, and the customers like that service.
I used to go to the Secretary of State office, and all those lines were just a killer. I'd take everything I needed to read. Now that you can go online, it's so easy. And I've noticed that your business online has grown, as I see in this story, fivefold since 2002, up to 1.2 million a year. That's how many people are going online to handle their business with the Secretary of State?
That's right, and we expect it to grow. And that doesn't include those self-service stations, because there's roughly 500,000 people using the self-service stations, and they're new. And as word spreads, they're going to go, more and more people will say, hey, just use the self-service station. You know, it makes good sense. People are looking to do their business that way. They pay their bills online. And, you know, why make them come to the branch? Why don't they just skip the trip and take care of it online? So that's what we're doing, is we're trying to position this department to better weather the ups and downs of Michigan's economy and still continue to serve the customers.
So have you anticipated, have you thought about how much you would be losing for the next budget year?
Yes, we have. And in fact, that's why we know that we'll be down to 131 branches.
Okay.
We anticipated we'd see these cuts. Will we be able to absorb all of the 3% cut that our agency is going to take? Maybe not. Maybe we'll have to find some other ways. But again, if you're going to run an agency, you've got to constantly be looking for ways to operate more efficiently, smarter. And it's not just one thing. It's lots of little things that help you keep things fine-tuned and running efficiently.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And 1320 WILS, we're talking with Kelly Chesney, who's a spokesperson for Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. All right, Kelly, before we let you go, tell us about all the new services that you have, anything new and newsy coming up. And for folks who just are tuning in, I'll allow you to plug the online services as well as what they can do with the self-services available at the offices.
Well, it's important for folks to know that, yes, they should go to michigan.gov/SOS. There they can renew their tabs online, which is what most people will be doing. It only takes a few seconds of your time. You also can change your address online. You can register to be an organ donor. You can find out a lot of information about the upcoming election. You can view your ballot in advance. There's a whole host of things they can do out there. And if they're interested in seeing how our agency is run, we have all of our spending reports out there. Every single check we write is out there. So if you want to know how our agency is functioning, I encourage you to take a look at your government. It's there and waiting for you.
Anything new and newsy coming up?
Well, we'll have a bunch of new online services before the year's end where you can actually do more online, and we'll be treating all of our customers will have their own account. That will be coming out shortly. I don't have all the details here right now. I don't want to mislead anyone so that they go out there today and think that they'll find those services, but I will stay tuned with you.
Yeah, please do keep us in touch, and we'll help you get the word out.
Thank you very much, Tony.
All right, Kelly, enjoy your day. Thank you so much.
Take care.